Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
But you know what? That's just something that's changing. And in fact, there's a lot of things that are changing. In fact, even financially speaking, there are things that are changing. There are things that you used to just be able to take for free that you can't anymore.
Like grapes.
The men's room top 10. The men's room top 10.
10 things that used to be free, but now people have to pay for them. Sex. But it never really was. It was going to cost you no matter what. Dinner, drinks, flowers, time, a couple of 2-carat diamond rings, pocket change. Then your friends, half your 401k, 2 pairs of perfectly broken-in cowboy boots you had for 2 decades prior to meeting and cohabitating with this delightful creature, and your dog. I understand why John Wick is so pissed off.
That's just mean. So these are things that used to be free, but now people have to pay for them. At the bottom of the list, they say museums, art galleries, and national parks.
I don't recall them ever being free. Outside of D.C., to give you an idea, so most of the national things in D.C. are absolutely free. There's one you pay for, maybe the Spy Museum. I don't know, whatever, but you go to the Smithsonian, and I mean, these are like the finest museums in this country.
Yeah, it's the Spy Museum, I'm not positive, is part of the Smithsonian.
Okay, but they're free. But the zoo is also free. So right. That's where my wife spent most of her time, and we moved to Seattle. We went to Woodland Park Zoo. She almost lost her mind.
Like, what do you mean you have to pay?
Yeah, she was like, are they kidding us? I said, man, you went to the National Zoo. Like right. Every other zoo on this planet, you got to pay. You
aquariums,
went to the one that's right. free, but otherwise, I'm like.
I didn't know until I was 21. Moved to Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Go to the aquarium?
No. Okay. I mean, the aquarium you always had to pay for, but like somebody's like, we should go to the zoo. And same thing. Somebody's like, how much does it cost? And it's like, what the F are you talking about? They're zoos. They're free.
Mm-hmm. Right? DC folks got it. Well, they don't have a good, but they got a lot of free. You've got that good, right?
No, it was just already taken out because that's taxpayer funds.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I mean,
you've already
free.
Paid.
I mean, in one way, we paid for it.
That's what I tell anybody. If I meet somebody in person and they go, "Hey, Ted, you're from the DC area," which I always go, "Go take advantage. It's free,
absolutely.
But you've already paid for it with your tax money. Go,
it's kinda
go
like,
see them.
You know, when you go to a stadium, they don't even charge us to walk in anymore because we all paid for it.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, when it's time you see the Hawks, you want to check out the Mariners, man? Mm-hmm. No. I paid for this. Just let me on
Pharaoh, after the taxpayer money went to pay for it, they went, we're going to keep that money and keep taxing you, and we'll allocate it somewhere else.
Yeah.
No, the deal was that the stadium is done and paid for, then we're done paying that tax. They went, we really like that tax money.
Yep.
We'll do what we want with it. You keep paying it. Like, well, I didn't agree to that.
You didn't have to.
Yeah. They like to start taxes. Don't quite like taking them off. We talked about the airline industry, but free meals on planes.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
At one point, you had 2 options.
They just brought it to you.
Right.
What did I read?
You also bought a ticket, and that was included in the price of the ticket. It wasn't free. I mean, you paid for it
right.
when you
bought
the ticket.
But it's kind of like one of the airline catering companies is going on strike, or airport catering company.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is what, I can't get pretzels and those cookies?
Exactly.
What are you catering on the flight, brother? I mean, I'm just thinking like, okay.
Now, I will say, man, having done a lot of, you know, earlier morning flights, I do like having those little Biscoffs in my coffee.
The Biscoffs are the jam.
Dude, they are
Biscoffs
bomb.
Are just great in general.
They are. And you know what? I could probably go somewhere and just get a rack of them and just take them with me on my flight.
I mean, look,
got it. There's
where can we get Biscoffs? My daughter loves anytime
you can
we get
them,
on a
dude.
Flight.
I think you
like,
buy them in any grocery. You just got to look. Like, you got to go to the cookie aisle, but you got to look for, like, this specific one.
Yeah. I had to get her Biscoff by request on her flight back to Seattle at 2 weeks ago when I came back from vacation, and coming around, seeing if you want anything to eat, drink. And my daughter's like, Dad, ask her if she has Biscoff. I'm like, let me get my order.
Biscoff,
please.
Man.
I was like, can you please just get her cookies? And sure enough, they were Biscoff. I'm like, my God, she's like addicted to those things.
They're great.
And there's a lot of things that make me feel old, you know, you get to mid-40s. It is crazy. The first flight I ever took, I remember, it was an early morning flight with my brother and my dad to Florida to watch college football. We got free breakfast, Mike.
Oh, nice.
Now you're old.
Right now I'm sitting here thinking about like, Jesus Christ, I am old.
Yeah.
We got a meal.
For free.
Right.
A deck of cards. Did you get a deck of cards?
I don't remember.
They used to, you got on a flight.
But it was like a 2-hour flight, and he still got a meal.
And there was a magazine sitting in the pouch in front of him.
Yeah. That's the one that drives me wild. Because I don't prepare for my flights enough. Just give me the free magazine.
Right?
Hey, listen.
Come on.
Or SkyMall. I'm not going to buy into that crap, but let me fantasize and do something.
Things that used to be free, but now people have to pay for them. Bill fees. Paying bills used to be painful, but with additional fees, it's unbearable. Why in the world do I have to pay you?
I know it's ridiculous.
Like, and how's there a convenience fee? You won't take cash.
That's not convenient to me.
Yeah. Right.
And like I'm paying the bill. Look, I understand I use this much energy or I purchase this thing, whatever. And I'm agreeing, to our agreement. I will give you this money for what I have used in my home. It's like, yeah, we're going to charge you a little extra.
Right.
For convenience. Well, it's going to a computer.
Right.
And it's annoying. Nobody's doing anything. It just goes directly into your account. Come on, man.
Exactly.
And convenience
fee. I understand that maybe there's some sort of software that you were paying for the license for any given year, and I get
but
that.
But that's a decision you made as a company.
Correct.
We didn't make that decision.
And that is a small doggone chunk out of what you're taking out of everybody. And you know what? When's the last time you bought concert tickets? And then all of a sudden that ticket that has a face value skyrockets because of, you know, convenience service fees. Like, are you kidding me?
I don't even get a paper ticket.
Hey.
I can't even keep, like, a ticket stub.
Criminy. ATM surcharges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's another ridiculous one. Like, my money's in the account.
Right.
You guys collect the interest off of it. I understand that. You're investing it in play. All that's fine.
Right.
Why are
also,
you charging me to get my own money?
There's also
money?
Certain banks that won't let you walk in more than twice a month.
Yeah.
Big
and then they start charging you for your transactions.
Why?
Say you have a cash business, right?
Right.
And you want to go in there and every night you
deposit your cash.
Deposit your cash
weed
in the morning,
business,
whatever.
Right.
Whatever it is. On a personal checking account, if you go in there more than twice a month, they start charging you for the transactions, the teller fees.
That's what you pay your tellers for.
Right. This building used to be named after that bank.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Even though it's owned by an Italian, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Small note, but yeah.
Not a lot of
that's
people,
an ironic name for something on
not
it.
Not a lot of people that have started accounts with them that don't have them anymore.
I'm one of them, man. I mean, it took me like 7 months. You got to be kidding me.
Right.
You guys are the worst.
I just say we are named after an Italian guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, American.
Well, yeah, true enough.
Yeah.
Things that used to be free, but now people have to pay for them. Good call.
Is that your connection? Oh, I'm Amerigo Vespucci. That's all.
Yeah, first of all, I like his name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, like, it is kind of funny he got credit.
Yeah, that's true.
They went to TV channels. Used to be free. Used to be able that you could just, you know, whether it was hooking up the satellite, which I believe you still can do for free as long as you pay for the satellite, you can get those channels for free. However, can't just get the, you know, your regular broadcast channels for free anymore.
I also wish you could just plug in your TV and it goes. We had to get a new TV recently. So our other one just took a complete S on Friday night. Whatever. Anyway, we got a new TV. We plug it in. You hook up all your stuff. It's like another 20 minutes of just crap
it
that
up.
It's asking you. Like, oh, my God,
to
man.
The Wi-Fi.
I will say, even if you're not a huge TV person, you sit down on a Friday night or Saturday afternoon like, all right, we'll take some time. And then the TV doesn't work. That's infuriating.
Yeah, that was our Friday night. Me and the wife sit down. We got something to eat, something to drink, feed up, turn on the TV. I'm like, you're effing kidding me.
Right. Couldn't have happened on like a Tuesday night when I didn't give a damn. Things that used to be free, but now people have to pay for them. Shopping bags go on there. Yeah.
Yep.
Now we're getting tacked with those 8-cent shopping bags every doggone time. And I also love, I have a handful of reusable bags. You think I would remember to take them into the doggone
Hell
store
no.
from time to time? Hell no. Of course not.
I know.
Feel stupid every time you
I
do,
I feel
too.
Like a moron. And I do, I just never remember. And then
you have them in
like,
your trunk.
That's what everybody says. They stay in my trunk.
That's
when I put my groceries in my trunk, I go, God damn it.
There they are.
There they be.
I don't know why. It's just, as soon as I park, it's like my mind goes blank. It's just like, all right, get my cart, do this,
right.
do that.
The number of times that we've been going to the checkout lane and I have just angrily shouted at my wife, no, just start checking out. I'm going to go get the doggone badge.
Yeah, I know. It's not that hard. I don't know why. I just blank on it.
Yep.
Yeah,
you just don't think about it. Airplane luggage. Up until the mid-2000s, airplane luggage was free as long as it didn't exceed the specified weight. No, you're totally, you know, flying across the country just plan to do, you know, fly right back. You don't need luggage.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And remember, the airline, and we called BS as soon as they said it. It was, since gas prices always go up and down, this was one of the spikes. So the airlines basically all just said, to cover the fuel cost, and it was spiking worse than it is now, I believe, at the time. That's why we're doing this bag charge.
Oh, yeah.
fine. But I remember the quote, the part that pissed me off, and they go, you know, when the fuel prices drop, you know, that'll go away. And I remember looking at my wife, and I said, there's zero chance of that happening.
Right.
That you, like, just say, hey, we're going to start charging you for your bags. We're not, we know you're going to keep it.
They hit phenomenal lows during COVID. Did you see those baggage charges go away?
No.
Hell no.
What I'm saying, right.
Hell no.
It's just part of the thing now.
Jackasses. Condiments and dipping sauces. Remember when you could just get a doggone dipping sauce?
A quarter, I believe, now. Or 50 cents, depending on where you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you go down to eat, it's going to be sometimes a dollar.
It's ridiculous. Really? Are we paying this extra? Like Taco Bell. Thank God that you guys are still here.
Yeah, they're still cool about it. Like, sure, man.
Right. Well, we will fill your glove
box. You don't need more than we gave you.
Pull up because I do it a lot. When you pull up to a Taco Bell drive-thru, I'm not kidding you, man. Because they put so much sauce, you just throw it in the bag.
Yeah.
You will inevitably always pop a hot sauce packet with your tire, and you hear it go poof. And then, like,
you
by the time you get when you're
tires.
Going to, you like look at like my entire tire is covered in
hot sauce. Yeah.
Now they're for real Firestones.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, I remember my brother and I when we were kids. Like, if we went to a fast food place, we would go to Wendy's or a place called Roy Rogers because they had ketchup. You could dispense yourself.
Oh, yeah. The push
and, right, I'm still a teenager, so it's like my life is ketchup.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Need as much ketchup. That is weird. As an adult, you use so much less ketchup.
You do.
And I still
it's
like...
It's too sweet.
Yeah, and I still, get me wrong, I still like ketchup with my fries, but, like, I don't know. You're just very specific about it, but, like, I mean, that was why one of the reasons we went to Wendy's, so we could fill up all those little cups of free ketchup.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Yep.
But then the number one thing that used to be free, but now people have to pay for it. You guys remember the days of free drink refills?
Yeah.
Sure, man.
It started disappearing in the early 2010s, and it's hard to grasp that not that long ago, coffee or soda refills were free of charge. It's still possible to get free refills, but you do have to have an app or get the brand's refillable mugs. This means that these free refills are not free.
They
at
just
all.
Charge you somewhere else.
Exactly.
That is kind of wild. I always thought that was just a standard thing in a restaurant, especially like with sodas.
Yep. Like, come on, man.
There's no standard anymore.
Oh, the worst is when somebody, like, you ever been in a bar and just get a club soda?
No.
Or a seltzer water, they charge you. It's like,
really?
Really?
Like, wouldn't you help people who are a little more sober?
Right. Like, I feel bad if, you know, for whatever reason, if I'm not drinking that night or if I do need to sober up and all I do get is a club soda, and then I will still throw a tip out on the table.
Sure.
I will still ask, like, do I owe you anything? And then I'll throw a big tip on the table because I'm taking up a bar stool and you guys aren't making a dime on it.
Correct.
I'm
going to
tip
which
you.
Which is fair.
Right.
Especially if you're with a group of people and you're going to sit there for a while. But, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like that should be easy.
Yeah.
I agree.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.